November 3rd, 2025. Welcome to This Week in Waukesha, the podcast series. I am your very grateful host, Don Brown, Downtown Donnie Brown, and I'm coming to you from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown in our beautiful home in our beloved Banting Park neighborhood. I am joined, as always, by my extraordinary young producer, the mighty Max Martinson, working from his home studio in Cream City and living his best life, doing some, he's always doing something new for civic media. And so we'll get caught up with him on that score. And before I introduce our guest, we want to talk about, This Week in Waukesha. Want to shout out to the Hannons. You know, last Saturday, they celebrated their 40th anniversary. They had a little bit of a bash there. And were you there, Rob?
I did not make it, but I heard it from my balcony.
So you live in, okay. So let's just jump into the intro, then we'll cover some more Waukesha. This is Rob Baxter, a very familiar face to anyone that grew up in Waukesha, especially went to Waukesha South High School.
Yes, sir.
And, Rob was kind enough to reach out to me on Facebook and said, hey, I'd love to be on your show. And I'm like, fantastic, let's do it. And we finally figured out a night. And I'm going to read his bio from one of the big IMDb.com, the big movie entertainment info site.
And it's been a while since I've read or had it read to me. So Don, what a surprise. Treat.
Okay, so it says R. Baxter. I don't know if that was your stage name. R. Baxter is a Los Angeles, California-based comedian and actor. We, of course, not anymore. Wisconsin born and bred or raised, Baxter made a bold move and decided to leave his parents' basement and head west. He can often be seen at the Improv and Comedy Store, where he is a paid regular. He can also be spotted in numerous television commercials. When not performing, he can be found at home, being really nice to puppy dogs and children. Oh, yeah, and polishing his craft of sarcasm.
That's right on.
So how many years ago did you return home to Waukesha?
I've been here now almost 4 years. COVID is when I moved back to Waukesha.
It was probably a big kind of mass like migration, people coming back home from.
I mean, it almost was like a Hallmark movie because I had been gone for 24 years. So I would only visit weddings, funerals, maybe a birthday here and there.
Okay.
But I had lived in Los Angeles for almost 6 years.
Okay, but you left home, you said 24 years ago in 1996, about right?
Let's go all the way back to 2 days before graduation. Okay. Now, I'm going to set the stage. This is back when counselors could kind of give you the street talk, and now they probably couldn't say this. I was labeled a likable loser, destined to fail forward, and told I could not pay the bills, telling silly stories and making funny faces. So wow. I took that as a challenge.
That's a vote of confidence.
back then it was like, you know, there were no trade schools. You would either go to college or you were a weirdo. So I wanted to do stand-up comedy, and I'm sure you're aware of Frank Caliendo, another Waukesha.
Comedian. I saw him in Vegas. Yeah.
He got me started in comedy. He actually was 2 years behind me graduating from South.
Okay.
So I hooked up with him after high school, a couple years had gone by, because I wanted to do comedy, wasn't sure how to do it.
Yeah.
And hooked up with him, went down to see one of his shows it was called Stooges, down by the airport.
Oh,
now,
wow.
Here's the funny story. This is how I started doing stand-up comedy real quick, Don.
Sure.
So he talks to the manager, owner of the club, and says, oh, this is my buddy Baxter. He does comedy all the time. Could he go up and do 5 minutes? And she's like, oh, sure, Frank, anything for you. And I'm like, I've never done comedy before, but I'm like, okay. So they're like, well, we'll go up there for 5 minutes. We'll give you the light at 4. You finish up. Everything's good. I'm like, okay. Now, obviously, I didn't have anything prepared, so I just went up there, told a silly story, because the counselor said, no way that would work. And I'm up there for a while, and I'm like, geez, I don't want to piss anyone off, but I haven't seen the light. I must have missed it. So I finish up, I get done, and I go up to the woman who owns it, and I say, I apologize, I didn't see the light. Oh, no, 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 you were doing such a good job, we didn't give you the light. And I'm like, how long was I up there? She's like, oh, about 7 minutes. I'm like, oh, okay. So I slowly started doing comedy, and then just like anyone else, you're like, well, should I move out to Los Angeles and give it a real try or not?
Yeah.
So I had I did that early in 2001.
Okay.
Is when I moved out to Los Angeles.
Okay.
So from graduation until then, I went to CTC, UW Waukesha, nothing, you know, nothing came of it. I was in mass media communications, but I kind of messed around in the non-core classes.
And if I could interrupt for a second, Rob, speaking of mass media, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that This Week in Waukesha is a production of Civic Media in cooperation with WAUK Radio, 540 AM, and Word Brown, using the power of words to change the world. And I encourage everybody to check out all the great programming on Civic Media, radio, podcasts, and wherever you travel. If you travel around the state, there is a Civic Media app. It's easy to download, and so you can choose whatever station you're looking for. And also, too, when you go to civicmedia.us, you pick shows, and that's where you'll find the podcast section where my show can be found. So I had to throw that in there, Rob. I'm sure you're going to appreciate the
I had to take a break. I'm often accused of being vain, so I didn't want to go off on a power tangent.
That makes two of us. So no, I'm glad. A fellow windbag like me. No,
God.
So tell us, when you were at South, if you knew Frank Caliendo, then you had. Did you know John Zuer, who was a good friend of? So John's a neighbor. He was our kid's soccer coach.
And Don, I'm slowly zeroing in the coordinates of your home. So if you give me a few more hints, I can find the secret base.
Do you know where John lives now?
How long has he been there?
He's been quite a few years. He's in the since our kids were little, so probably like 15 years or more.
Yes.
But he's in the Predeman Park area, and I'm over on the other side of Banting Park.
Okay.
So
if I drove around with an antenna and a whatever locator, I could probably find you.
Sure, sure. But no, it's John. You know, I had John's son, Dawson, on my show because
Dawson's... His mullet?
What's that? His mullet.
Did you have a show on mullets?
No, it was a radio, though. So I think I was the only one that could... Me and my dog were the only ones that could see the mullet. And we were doing, you know, because the station moved from Waukesha to Racine. So Max would be down in Racine, and I would do the show from home. I had like... I have a broadcasting kit that's pretty cool that actually I think Max's father had a hand in designing. You'd really appreciate it. But anyway, Dawson was the goaltender for the state champions a couple of years ago at Lake Country Lutheran. And so that was a big deal. We were really excited for him. And, you know, for his, you know, his dad still goes to a lot of the South sporting events.
Oh, yeah.
And he was at... he was at the alumni day in the first game. I don't know if you saw him there, but he was he was by the tent. So, but it's great to see that camaraderie is very real for South, I believe, among the alumni. And
we'll eventually get to this part of my legend and lore. But I saw the Zers in Arizona when I was working there.
Oh, really?
We'll get to that after the Hollywood section of
Q&A. Before we jump into Hollywood, we'll say, okay, we want to recognize some things that happened this week in Waukesha and around the world. As you know, we did mention the 40th anniversary of Hannon's. Congratulations. You know, on some more serious notes, we are still figuring out what the school board's still figuring out, which there's definitely kind of an alphabet soup of different plans they're looking at. And we don't know where that's at yet, but there is certainly a bit of maybe anxiety. And of course, some water cooler talk.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know if you've been, you know, again, I know you're an employee, so you can only say much, so much. But
so I am a teacher's aide in the special ed department, also freshman advisor. Those are my two roles at South, shaping young minds, good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
Opinions vary.
Sure.
But yeah, like we were kind of talking pre-show, there's so many options. And then they added two more and then brought back one of the letters. There is definitely a lot of elemental P. You know, it is hard following what they're, you know. And so I saw some too where they want to bring, what is it, the seventh and eighth grade maybe to high school, or there was adding more.
I've heard that being kicked around. Yeah.
I don't know where they would put all those kids. I'm neither an engineer nor a, you know,
I know one
bench one way, but
yeah, I think one plan was to, they were going to, I think Corning was going to be like a super middle school. They would kick sixth grade over to Banting or somewhere else or the other. And then Corning would be a larger seventh and eighth grade middle school that would absorb, some of the, schools being closed or something like that.
Right.
So I know there was talk about that, but it's mostly the elementary and the kind of the middle school levels that'll be most affected, right? There's nothing going on with the high school.
And yet. I haven't heard any gossip one way or the other. Not that I'm chummy with any of the, you know.
Right.
I'm merely a teacher's aide. No one tells me anything. But
the last to know,
Right. Hey, don't come in tomorrow. You're going to the super middle Horning school.
Yeah. Like, what? There you go. Well, then we can meet for coffee in the mornings. I'm working for home.
When I'm done shoveling the Zur driveway, I can come over and...
That's right. You'd cover the whole neighborhood. So true. What? A couple other serious notes too is that, you know, our heart goes out to any of these families, and I'm sure there's quite a few in Waukesha that have been affected by the cuts in the SNAP program with the government shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
I've also been really impressed to see. I'm on the board of the food pantry serving Waukesha County, and I've seen Lindsay Johnson, the executive director, and being interviewed by local news, and also doing some of those interviews appearing on social media. So I'm glad that she's getting the word out. And, you know, if there's one thing you can count on Waukesha, we're all out there for each other. So, I encourage everyone to check to see how they can contribute to the food pantry or to.
And I think South is doing their own drive next week, bringing stuff to school. Okay. Yeah.
That's terrific. So, you know, acting locally, thinking globally is what we're talking about. And, you know, again, hopefully we can, whatever we can do to prey upon our leaders to kind of come together and figure this thing out without just the polarizing partisan vitriol is just, no matter what side you're on, it's not productive. And
it seems like every time you're like, okay, it's been 2 or 3 weeks and then there's some break and, you know, they each give a little and it's over with. This one seems... I don't know, longer than past. I don't have the numbers in front of me to, you know, quote that, but it just seems like it's dragging on longer than in the past.
Sure. Yep. You know, we also have, tomorrow is election day, but I don't think there's really much for Waukesha or Waukesha County to vote on. I think it's more state or national.
Yeah, I didn't see anything either.
Yeah, so that's not really a factor for us, but that doesn't mean we can't pick up a phone or send an email, find out who your elected officials are, and, you know, put the screws on it. We're done with the partisan fighting. We're all about common sense solutions. So
that's my concur. Story.
Yeah, sounds great. So let's jump then into the land of Les Paul, into Hollywood and Rob Baxter's journey.
My journey. So I move out to Los Angeles. Now, this is right before, the summer of 9/11, basically. It was right before all that happened. And I had performed at the Improv and at the Comedy Store, and they have different, like, paid regular, unpaid regular. It just depends how anyone does on a given night.
Right.
How you do it. Sure. A funny thing, and this is back in the VHS days, I had sent a VHS tape. Mm-hmm. Some of the fans will have to Google what that is, but sent it to the Hollywood Improv. Just, you know, they get thousands of tapes back in the day, you know.
Yep.
And someone there watched 3 of the 5 minutes, liked it.
Yeah.
But then I found out when I moved out there, that guy had quit. And I'm like, oh, my God. The guy who called and said, hey, we love your tape. Luckily, he had talked to somebody else there.
Oh, okay.
So it was the message wasn't totally lost. So I was able to perform. You leave your veils once a week.
Yeah.
And they would call if there's an open spot. Now, the same thing with the Comedy Store. I had auditioned for Mitzi down at the La Jolla location.
Okay.
And she saw me and was like, oh, I like him, make him a paid regular.
Yeah.
And when I say that, it's like, it was $15. You know, it wasn't like some of those checks I still have. I saved. You're not going to cash a $15 check that says Comedy Store and improv.
Yeah, it's frame it. Yeah.
I guess back, I should have just photocopied it and kept the $15, but you know, whatever. That's the worst mistake I made over the years.
Yeah. So can I ask real quick though? Yeah. Did you like kind of save your money up to go to LA? Is that you're kind of working on this? Okay, great. And then did you have like family or someone to stay with, or you're just kind of going out there like?
I went out there with two other friends that also had this remarkable idea and saved up. You know, you figure you're like, well, I got enough money for a year.
Yeah.
And then obviously then you get into that area of, well, I got to get a job while I'm out there. And not that there's anything wrong with waiting table. You know, sometimes you're lucky if you even got that job.
Yeah.
Jobs are hard to find.
Sure.
A friend of mine had moved out there 6 months before me and had gotten a job at a filming location at a movie studio.
Nice.
So I visited him one day. Once again, you can't make these stories up. I visited him one day. Somebody called in sick and they're like, hey, we need someone to operate the freight elevator to take the crew's lighting and grip gear up and down in the filming studio. So I'm like, I don't know. I've never operated a freight elevator from 1930. You know, you're talking about like the open sides and, you know, OSHA nightmare. So I did that for a day and then went home. Then the guy who showed up, whose job it was, everyone's like, oh, no, we want Baxter, not this other guy.
Yeah.
And then finally, I just got hired there because so many people were asking for me. So
as an elevator operator?
Yes, I know.
Nice. What's
so
that?
So that's what I did for 4.5 years in downtown LA.
Did you wear a uniform and everything or an outfit?
No.
Oh.
Cool, I wish I had the with the fake accent. Hello.
You could have been like that guy in remember the one he was like front door security at that one apartment. He was always a jerk to Jerry. That was
I wish I had the cap and the ascot. No, so,
but that's pretty cool. You get to rub shoulders with some pretty impressive people then while you're there.
And that's how I got tossed into different movies and commercials. Directors would put me in kind of as a joke.
Yeah.
And I got enough union days. So then I was able to join SAG and AFTRA, which I'm still a member of now.
Oh, cool.
And that was back when Hallmark movies, people were like, oh, what? Now everyone's like, oh my God, a Christmas movie, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I wish I had done a Christmas movie just so I could be seen in July and in December, you know?
We have a family friend who's in one of those. He got into acting later in life and it turned out to be a great fit for him. He does a lot of theater. He's done some pretty good independent movies, but he was in this one Christmas movie is filmed in East Aurora, New York, next door to where I grew up in the Buffalo area. It's
do you remember what it was called?
I'll look it up, but it was where Fisher Price is headquartered, but it was a really, we used to call it College Town without a college. It was a great place to do a Christmas movie. Anyway, Max is giving me the stink eye. So I got to wind up this first podcast, but stick around. We're going to talk more about Hallmark movies and about Rob Baxter's career from Waukesha to Tinseltown
and then back to Waukesha.
Yeah. Where the story continues here on This Week in Waukesha, the podcast series. Thanks again. And like I said, stick around, go do your bathroom break, get some water or another adult beverage, if that's your thing, or some popcorn and join us for segment number two. See ya.